All right, we are here once again for part two of this evening's discussion. We did not mention earlier that it is a sweet spring here in North Carolina. The drought has almost been lifted. The waterways are full, but not overflowing, at least not yet. And there's a bit more of blessing to come your way in many, many regards. And it is a soft, sweet, cool spring. The blossoms are unfolding, and ideally everywhere around the world in the Northern Hemisphere, everyone is feeling the stimulation from what we call the Grand Emerald Greening, which is spring's eternal promise and gift to the world. Now, in the Southern Hemisphere, they are going through the golden turning, the ripening and the, let's say, harvesting the fruits of the labor. Right now, you are planting those fruits, planting those seeds. And the sun is in Aries for a little longer. We did mention Pluto went retrograde recently, a few weeks ago, in early April, April number two or some such, and in, let's say, a few more weeks, early May, Saturn will go retrograde. So it's slowing things down, saying, let's take a look at where the territory we've covered so far, and what do we need to do to prepare for change, to be more grounded, to be more practical, to be more efficient, to consume less, and to have greater gratitude for living in the world. You understand? Mm-hmm. It is your duty, no matter how crazy the world gets, to continue to select joyful probabilities. And if you are, let's say, in isolation, and some people are not as connected as it would be good for them to be, put a picture in your third eye, your sixth chakra. Put a picture up there that shows you being hugged and welcomed, and that there are good people to talk with and to laugh with and to have a good time. It is a strong way that humans develop through socialization. It's important to be individual within that, and certainly there have been all sorts of studies done on the planet for years about various types of people based on, and their habits based on climate, etc., etc. And seems to us our vehicle saw something recently about those who lived closer to the equatorial zones tended to be let's say, in some ways, a bit more social. Those who would live in colder realms sometimes would be more individual. And you are looking for balance with this. So put that picture up there in the third eye for the pristine, beautiful future. And in a little bit, we'll go into a deeper energy exercise. But for now, let's stay with that. So let's go back to this evening's question. Are you ready for change? Let's hear things from that avenue. Alan.
You know, the other day I said, because I have lived in my apartment for 12 years, and I'm very attached to it, and I'm probably even more attached to my garden, to the yard, and taking care of it. And have been at different times attached to my neighbors and the neighborhood there.
May we ask you a question?
Certainly.
Can you recall a similar feeling at any other time in this life?
Oh, definitely. The last place I lived in, before a little intermediate time there, I lived for 15 years and had exactly the same feeling.
And if you were to describe this feeling in just three or four words, would it be sentimental, maudlin, melancholy, excitement, realization, or anything you can think of?
Well, it's...
How do you sum it up in a few words? What are the words? Bring it down
yes.
to the simplest phrase. What does it mean?
Attachment to home.